Brilliant, brilliant, brilliant. Okay, who can roll their tongue? If you can, do it. Yeah? Some of us can. You have your parents to thank for that, because the ability to do this is part of our genetic makeup. Who sneezes when they are in the sun or when they move from a dark place to a light place? Who sneezes? Anybody? No, I don't either. But did you know, if you do, you have achoo syndrome. It is so funny. Achoo, A-C-H-O-O, stands for something. I didn't bother to write it down. Some people, whenever they go into bright sunlight, sneeze. Yeah, yeah, you're verifying my fact. Google is correct. And that, again, is something that we get from our family. Our family has passed that on. Other things that we might get from our family is whether we've got a straight or a curly thumb. Yeah, some of us will have a straight thumb, some of us will have a curly one. Some of us will have dimples and some of us won't have dimples. Some of us, we've all got coloured eyes, but the colour of your eyes is something that is passed on through your family as well. And also whether you have a detached earlobe. So whether your earlobe goes straight into the side of your face or whether it's a bit detached, don't pull it apart, because it's not supposed to be a part of it if it isn't a part. There are all sorts of things that get passed on to us from our family, and we have no choice about those things. They are something that are just given to us as a gift. But there are other things that we do have a choice about in terms of what we receive from others and in terms of what we pass on to other people and what we learn. You've chatted already about some of the people that you've learned things from. And so you've been talking about some of the things that you've learned, I expect. And my question to you this morning is, if somebody has passed something on to you, what are you doing with that skill or that experience or that ability? Do you just keep on getting better and better and better until you are absolutely at the top, so that people will look at us and admire us and think we are wonderful and the very best? Or, having been taught how to do something and learned how to do it, do we pass that on to other people so they become good too? Do we teach others, or do we keep what we can do to ourselves? And what if somebody offers to train us or to show us how to do something or to teach us? Do we say, thank you, I want to learn? Or do we go, no, no, thank you very much, I can do it my way. I don't need your help. Thank you. Elijah lived a really exciting life. He experienced being fed by ravens and strangers who became friends. He experienced God's power when he was in a battle with 850 Baal prophets, diddly-dee, or something like that. He experienced God's love when he just needed to sleep and get some rest because he was exhausted. And he experienced God's unhappiness when people were greedy, and instead he taught people to be thankful. And today we've discovered that God has a couple more jobs to do. In our Bible reading, we heard that God asked Elijah to do three things after he'd had a good rest. He was asked to anoint two kings, that's thing one. and thing two he was asked to do. And then he was asked to go and find his successor. Now, the word successor just means the person that's going to carry on the job that someone's been doing. Yeah? So Elijah had to go and find his successor, the person that was going to take on being God's prophet. Now, sometimes when we're not able to do anything any longer, we get a choice in who we pass on what we've been doing to. That might be too many twos, but you know what I'm saying. Sometimes we get a choice as to who we pass something on to. But other times we don't. Other times there is no choice. And God didn't give Elijah a choice. He said, I've chosen the person I want, and it's Elisha. Now go and find Elisha. And I wonder what that felt like for Elijah, to have to go and find a man in a field and say, hey, Elisha, guess what? You're going to be the next me. That must have felt a bit strange. It sounds really easy, doesn't it? But sharing responsibility, our responsibility, and passing it on to somebody else can be quite hard. Imagine at school, and we are the one that the teacher says, I want you to take this to the head teacher or to another classroom teacher, and we're the one that's always chosen to do that. That makes us feel important, doesn't it? But what when that teacher suddenly says, oh, I'm going to give that job to someone else? Or we're team captain, or we're team leader, and someone decides it's time for somebody else to take on that responsibility. Or we're at work and we're a project leader and we're loving it, and then somebody in their wisdom decides to do a reorganisation and somebody else gets to lead our team. It can sound easy passing things on to other people, but quite often it's hard. What if they're better than me? Or what if people like them more than me? Or I'm not ready to pass this on, I'm quite enjoying what I'm doing, thank you very much. Or maybe doubt sets in. Why is this happening? Have I done something wrong? Sometimes sharing can be really hard because we like the things we're doing. We like being good or even the best, and we like knowing more than others. Deep down, sometimes we like the power that comes with being able to do everything and being in charge. Or we like the sense of purpose it gives us. It makes us feel important, or it makes us feel that there is a point to what it is that we're doing. But that's not God's way. God says to us, I'm your power and I'm your purpose, and your relationship with me is the most important thing. And sometimes that means passing on and sharing what we have and what we can do to others. So Elijah has a choice to go and find Elisha or not, to do as God has asked or to ignore God. And as we know, Elijah is obedient and he goes and he finds Elisha. But Elijah doesn't leave it there. It would be easy to say, hey Elisha, you're going to be the new me, bye, all the best with that, and walk off. But he doesn't do that. He hangs around and he shares what he knows. He passes on what he can do. And we've got a little bit of evidence of that in the Bible. Now, Ella didn't share these verses, but you can look at 1 Kings and find these for yourselves if you want. When Elijah had a difficult job to do, he used a little phrase. He said, as the Lord lives, before whom I stand. Whenever he was going into battle, whenever he had something hard to do, that is what he said. And you know, it's really interesting. When you look at Elisha's story, and Elisha has got something difficult to do, he says, as the Lord lives, before whom I stand. Elijah passed on how to cope with difficult situations to Elisha. And Elijah tests Elisha's loyalty by encouraging Elisha sometimes to stay around and let Elijah carry on doing. And Elisha says, no, I'm going to stick with you through thick and thin. Elisha doesn't want to stop learning from Elijah. God always has a plan for today and a plan for tomorrow. And he needs us to be people who are willing to share. So at school, that might mean sharing our friends with somebody who isn't sitting with anybody and needs a friend to be part of the group. When we're playing our latest computer game, it might be showing our friends how to get to the boss level, not keeping all of that information to ourselves and laughing at them because they don't know how to do it. And at work and in church, God wants us to share the things that we're involved with others, so they are learning and are part of the team. God wants us to be like Elijah and Elisha. When I was a new minister, many years ago, I had somebody that was an experienced minister as my mentor. And he helped me to kind of navigate the journey of being a minister. And that's one of the reasons why now I will mentor other new ministers, because I appreciated the help I had. And I have now learned some things about being a minister. And if I can pass that on, that is really helpful to somebody who is, like I was once, not sure of what to do. God wants us to be people that pass on what we can do and encourage others to be the best they can be. He wants us to kind of walk alongside people and be a friend and be an encouragement. Hey, you're struggling with that? Let me show you. Do you want some help? But what if Elisha had said no? What if Elisha had said, I don't think so. I'm quite happy with my ox. And because there was more than one. I'm quite happy ploughing my fields. I like being a farmer. I don't want to leave this job. I don't think I want to go and do something new. That would have left a gap in God's plan. So God needs us to be people that will pass things on. But he also needs us to be people that are willing to say, yes. Yeah, I can do that. Yeah, I'm willing to give it a go. Saying yes to God means stepping out of our comfort zone sometimes. Sometimes saying yes to God means we've got to rearrange our life a little bit to make things work. Sometimes saying yes to God means we've got to do something different with our time or with our money or the other resources that we've got. Elisha left the comfort of his field and his oxen, and he went off to an adventure that was something completely new. He left the comfort zone of being a farmer and he went off into the unknown because he was a man that knew how to say yes to God. So we're going to spend a moment or two thinking about where God might be asking us to pass on something that we can do, to pass on a skill or a gift, or to share something that we are good at with other people. We're going to spend a moment or two quietly doing that. And Ella and I are going to pass on a paper plate. Yeah? And what I want you to do is to write that thing that God might be saying, share or pass on to someone else. I'd like you to write it down or to draw it down on your plate as a way of saying to God, yes, I am willing to take what I am good at and to share it with other people. All right? So we're going to try and get these plates to you as quickly as possible and a pen. But in the meantime, do have a talk to God quietly. We call that praying. Ask God where he might be inviting you to pass something on. By writing something down, we're saying, God, I am willing to pass this on. So this is our Elijah action. I am willing to pass this on. But if you remember in our story, we also need Elisha people, people that are willing to say yes and to give it a go. And so I'm going to invite us to move around the room. And for everybody sitting on this side of the room, I'm going to invite you to take your plate and to pass it to somebody on this side of the room. And those of you on this side of the room, I'm going to invite you to pass your plate to somebody on this side. Now, you may find that what's written on the plate, you go, oh my word, that's not what I'm being asked to do. No, it isn't. You know, we're not playing matchmakers here. But in receiving a plate from somebody else, what you are saying is, thank you, I am willing to receive, not necessarily what's on this plate, but I'm willing to receive what it is you're asking me to do. So this is something that we're doing as a conversation with God. All right? So don't panic at what you see on the plate, but receive it and say thank you and say, yes, God, where you're calling me, I will respond to by saying yes. Okay? So on your marks, get set, let's get moving. Should be holding a plate, and everybody should be holding a plate that isn't the plate you started with. If anyone is holding two plates, I am without a plate and would happily have one with something written on it. Thank you. Let's pray together before we sing our closing song. Father God, you call us to be people that are open to you, to give where you ask us to give, and to receive where you ask us to receive, to say yes to passing on, and yes to stepping out. Father God, would you help us to be like Elisha, who was willing to share, and like Elijah, who was willing to share, and Elisha, who was willing to receive and do your will. Speak to us in the coming week, I pray. Remind us of the promises we've made today. Help us to be people who can say, here you are, and thank you, I will go. Amen.